Hartford Community College welcomes you to this presentation of Fighting Owls Weekly, produced by SFMSports.net and the Hartford Sports Network. Now, let's go inside Hartford Athletics with Glenn Clark.
Welcome in. It is Fighting Owls Weekly, produced by SFMSports.net, the official home for Hartford Community College Athletics. I am Glenn Clark, joined as always right at the top of the show by the Director of Athletic Communications at Hartford. He is Mr. Kevin Carver. Kevin, always good to talk to you, and particularly good as we just continue to celebrate here in basketball season.
Yeah, we've got another region champion, and this one kind of off the radar, off the map, wasn't exactly fully expecting it like we were on the women's basketball side, but the men's basketball team, for the first time ever, can call themselves Region 20 champions.
That is awesome. Victory over Allegheny on Sunday, 89-66, to get there. So let's paint the picture. We know the women already are headed towards Texas. What does this mean for the men?
It means the exact same thing.
Awesome.
Same little rule that allows the district competitor rather than the district champion. Both teams playing in the district also head to nationals. And for the men, that means Kansas in Hutchinson, Kansas, where the Division I NJCAA tournament has been for the last at least 15, 20 years. And for the next 15, 20 years, it's kind of their what they do in that town. And it's going to be so awesome for them to go to a town that just loves college basketball. It's really what they hope for every March, and it's going to be fun for them.
That is really awesome. So how did this come together? Again, we knew they were playing better basketball later in the season and that things were starting to gel. They just had a couple of hiccups there. How did they manage to come together to win these two games and get in?
It's as simple, I think, as saying that they just started playing with each other, liking each other better, and understanding the example of team basketball. If you look at some of the teams that we have beat, we've won 9 of our last 11 games, and though 2 losses in that span is an overtime loss to ASA, which you were at, and quite honestly, I don't mean to diminish that game at all, it was kind of sophomore night, and we played. The game didn't mean anything, so we didn't even play
right.
All of our players, and it goes into overtime, and we end up losing that game. Maybe that helped out a little bit, getting the other guys that don't normally play get some extra minutes, getting them motivated, and then we lost in the conference championship game to Montgomery. But if you look at those games in the last 11 games, sometimes and most times the talent of those teams is better than our team. But we were playing as a team better, and it finally clicked together. And I think also the emergence of Aaron McDonald and the torrid pace that he's been on lately has really helped us. We were the 3rd seed out of 4 teams in the Region 20 tournament, and we won both games by a combined 40-some points.
Yeah, that's the really amazing part to me is I look at 89-66 over Allegheny in the championship. I mean, these are like the women's scores right now, Kevin.
I mean, it's and when we played Baltimore City, we haven't beaten Baltimore City since 2008. And when we played them in the first round of the region champion or the region tournament, when in the semifinals, they're our rival, and we don't beat them as much as we want to beat Baltimore City. We never get the chance to beat them. It always comes out close games, always comes out the other end. And that game, I was unfortunate enough to not be able to go to it, but I was listening to Ken Krasolovic's call on the radio, and it was a dogfight until the last 5 minutes. They started fouling to get back in the game, and what had been our Achilles heel all year of missing free throws, we made every single one. I think we were 29 for 32 from the free throw line in that game.
Wow.
And pulled away to win by 19, which no one saw coming.
That is so huge. She is Kevin Carver, Director of Athletic Communications at Hartford, and he joins us here on Fighting Owls Weekly. Kevin, to have 2 teams both going to the national tournament, how much does that do for the program? How much does it do on campus right now?
I can't even measure it yet. It's been so unexpected, but to not just for the athletic department and going forward and giving us that name recognition across the nation. Because honestly, the last couple of years, we've been very good in the region, especially in the women's side. Very good in our neck of the woods, our little corner of the country. But nationally, zero respect, because traditionally this neck of the country doesn't get that much respect. So just athletically, to get our names to go to Kansas, to Texas, and say, wow, Hartford? No, Hartford. Where is that? to just get that going is good. But we've seen the professors on campus, the staff members, everyone's kind of realizing, we always turn up how good we are and try and promote that in the on campus, and we get a lot of good feedback, a lot of good return. But now to say, hey, we're going to the national tournament has even stepped it up even more. And I don't think we've fully seen what that is because it's so new. I think these next couple weeks we're really going to soak that all in, and hopefully the kids realize this is something special that they'll look back on and remember throughout their lives.
All right, let's get a timeline for what this means, both for the men and the women. What's coming up next? I know there are still other games to be played, but just if you could paint the picture calendar-wise for when everything is happening for both teams.
Well, the weekend of the 4th and the 5th is when the district championships are. So the women go to New York City to play ASA in the district championship. And other than the fact that they want to keep their win streak going and say that they, you know, won a basketball game, again, the game doesn't really mean that much, maybe for seeding purposes in the tournament. And the exact same thing for the men. On Saturday, they go to Philadelphia to play Harcum, another big-time college football or college basketball name in this area, in the district championship. Exact same situation. Win would be nice, loss, no big deal, because we're going to Kansas. So the national tournament starts on March 14th, and they both play at the same time, which is kind of a bummer, because I get to go with the women, and I get to kind of keep seeing their run. I'm going to head down with them. But the men is at the same time, so I'll have to kind of hopefully watch on live stream and listen to see how they do. But the March 14th starts the national tournament. Both tournaments are 24-team single elimination, you know, March Madness, which is going to be so much fun to watch.
No doubt about that. And let's get the rundown for how everyone's going to be able to follow these games in the coming weeks. What do they need to do both online and social media?
Yeah, definitely write to HartfordAthletics.com. Every game is going to be live streamed through NJCAA TV, which is a great thing that they do for their national championships. So these district games are going to be kind of hit or miss if we're going to get a lot of great coverage. But once we get to the national tournament, every dribble, every free throw is going to be on there. So HartfordAthletics.com, you will not be able to miss it. Live stats, live stream, all of that will be plastered all over it because this is such a huge deal. And then social media, Twitter account is @FightingOwlsHCC. And Facebook is /HartfordAthletics.
No doubt about that. Kevin Carver, it's an exciting time. We always appreciate the opportunity to chat with you, and we're going to continue celebrating the men's basketball program next with Coach Mike Smelkinson. It is Fighting Owls Weekly.
If you're enjoying today's broadcast of the Hartford Fighting Owls, don't forget that there are many more ways to follow and be involved with Hartford College Athletics. Just visit HartfordAthletics.com for the latest and updated schedules, results, and information about your college team, the Hartford Fighting Owls. You can follow the game via live stats, video, and audio streaming, like our Facebook page. Follow us on Twitter. Get Hartford gear. Check out the latest stats. Get archived versions of these game broadcasts and much, much more. Hartford offers varsity sports action throughout the academic year and an array of sports camp offerings during the summer. So no matter which sport is your favorite or whatever you want to know about the Hartford Fighting Owls, your place to start is on the web at HartfordAthletics.com. So log in today and be a part of the team. That's HartfordAthletics.com.
In here on Fighting Owls Weekly, Glenn Clark with you, and joined now by a man who will be leading his team to the national tournament here in a couple weekends. Very excited to welcome in men's basketball coach Mike Smelkinson to the show. Coach, it's Glenn. Congratulations on such a huge, huge accomplishment.
Thanks a lot, Glenn. I appreciate it.
You know, this was something that I don't want to say we didn't necessarily see coming, because I think as we talked in the second half of the season, we knew the team was coming together the way that you wanted it to, but not just to go and win a couple of games, but to win them the way you did over two good teams in blowout fashion, frankly. What did that mean to you? I guess how surprised were you by the way this happened last weekend?
It was a big, two big wins. And I wasn't surprised that we won the games, but I was a little surprised with the scores of the games. The Baltimore City game, that was a little closer than the final score shows. It was tied at halftime, and then the second half was back and forth a little bit, and then we were able to pull away with some big baskets kind of at the 8-minute mark, and then extend the lead by making free throws. So, but that was a good win. And then the championship game against Allegheny, the guys were just fired up, and there was no way they were going to lose that game. And we had a pretty good game plan coming in, and the guys executed it, and it was good.
Was there a turning point for you, Coach? Was there a moment that you look back on now, knowing where you're headed and what you've already accomplished, where you say this was when this team figured itself out and when we had the opportunity to do something like this?
Well, I think the turning point of the year was at Frederick, when we were at Frederick, and we exploded in that second half. And then since then, there was just kind of a feel that, wow, we found out how good we could be. And then, you know, we had a couple letdowns after that. But for the most part, we just stuck with it, and our confidence kept building, and the guys started having trust in each other, and it just all kind of came together at the right time.
He is men's basketball coach Mike Smelkinson, and he joins us here on Fighting Owls Weekly. Coach, you know, everything that you've accomplished now to this point, how much confidence do you have? And I know that we still have one more championship before then, but as you get to Kansas, how much confidence do you have on these guys' ability to compete, considering just how freaking well they're playing right now?
Well, you know, the thing about it is we're just going to go out to Kansas and kind of see what we can do. And it'll be good for me because, you know, I can see what's out there and what the teams are looking like. But we just have to focus on what we do well and not care who we play. I mean, we didn't care who we played after we beat Baltimore City. We didn't care if Allegheny or Chesapeake won that game. We're just concentrating on doing what we have to do in order to put ourselves in a position to win. So as long as we can execute the game plan and play our game, you know, it's almost like it's we're playing against ourselves.
Yeah, we're going to talk to Aaron McDonald next on the show. He scored 49 points in those two games last weekend. I guess the question is, where did this come from? But the answer is we knew he was capable of it. It's just maybe the consistency that's come at the end of his freshman year.
Yeah, he you know, there was no doubt in my mind that he was a very, very talented player. And I made comments to people, and maybe even you on the air, saying he's our most talented player early in the season. I think he exploded for 28 points against Cecil in our first game in January, and that was the first time he kind of showed a flash of it. But the last 10 games, he's been averaging close to 20 points in the last 10 games. And I've just been telling him that, Aaron, you are a scorer, and your job is to score the ball, and the only time you should pass is if you can't get a shot off. And I think, you know, he's starting to realize that he can be a dominant player, not only in our league, but our region, and maybe even in the national tournament. So we're looking for him to ride that confidence wave.
Well, Coach, we certainly appreciate it. We're going to talk to Aaron next. Congratulations on the success. Aaron McDonald joins us next. This is Fighting Owls Weekly.
The premier bus service in the Northeast, Academy, is now the official transportation company of the Hartford Fighting Owls. Operating from Boston, Providence, New York, Philadelphia, Baltimore, and Washington, Academy can fulfill your travel needs as well. Go to academybus.com or call 800-442-7272. That's 800-442-7272 for the official transportation company of Fighting Owl Athletics. Academy, we know the way.
Prayer Physical Therapy Institute is a proud sponsor of athletic training services to the Hartford Fighting Owls. Located conveniently in Aberdeen, Bel Air, Hickory, and Edgewood, our four locations are ready to serve all of your physical therapy and sports medicine needs with convenient scheduling Monday through Friday and Saturdays. For more information, please visit us on the web at www.drayerpt.com or call 1-855-5-DRAYER. We are committed to providing the most effective, clinically superior physical therapy possible.
Back in here on Fighting Owls Weekly, segment number 3. Glenn Clark with you as we continue to celebrate the accomplishments of the men's basketball team at Hartford Community College, Region 20 champions, and the man who scored 49 points in two games last weekend in order to lift the Fighting Owls to the national tournament. He is Aaron McDonald. He joins us now. Aaron, congratulations. I imagine this has to be a really exciting time for you.
Yeah, thank you, Glenn. Yeah, it's actually really great to still be having, continuing the season right now and just being able to go to Kansas with my teammates.
Did you have this funny feeling? Like, did you wake up last Friday morning and say, I got something special in store this weekend?
Yeah, this weekend I was just hoping to give it my all and just make it to Kansas.
You know, what was your guys' confidence level? You played a clearly better basketball as the season was going on, and it seemed like you were gelling. You had a couple of hiccups in there. But did you have the confidence that you guys were going to be able to go through last weekend and win those two games necessary?
Yeah, we thought it was going to be a very nice weekend. The first time we played BCCC, they beat us in a buzzer beater, and we knew that we were going to get them our best shot. And then the first time we ever played Allegheny, that was when the team was having troubles, and we all gelled together now, and we've been through a lot.
No doubt about that. You mentioned everything that you've all been through. This has been, you know, I don't want to say up and down, because mostly it's been ups, but there have been a few downs. What did you learn from those hiccups that you guys had this season?
Well, we've learned that all we have to do is stick together and just play defense, and everything else will go our way. As long as we stick together and play hard defense, then we can just about win anything.
And obviously that was the case last week when you won two games and won them by fairly lopsided scores, 89 points in both games. On Sunday against Allegheny, the number one seed, you win the game 89-66. Was there a moment like, wow, this is – everything sort of came together perfectly for you guys?
Yeah, in the locker room before the game, we knew that we had to just go out there and start from the beginning, just give it all, or it could have just went very bad.
Yeah, no doubt about that. He is Aaron McDonald, and he joins us here on Fighting Owls Weekly. Aaron, you know, for you, you have had big moments this season, but to come together and to be playing this consistently, how did this happen for you? Like, what clicked for you that you're playing your best basketball right now?
I mean, all my success is due to my teammates. They just have my back, and they tell me to, just to give it my all, and they will be glad with any decisions that I make.
You know, you got a bit of a basketball family, right?
Oh, yeah. My cousin, he used to be an assistant coach at Pittsburgh. Now he's at Manhattan.
That's really cool. So, you know, obviously I'm assuming he's accomplished a thing or two. This is maybe nice for, like, when you guys get together at holidays, that you get to claim that you got an accomplishment now that you can brag about, right?
Yeah, I'm on the ranks with him now in the family.
Who wins a game of one-on-one?
Oh, I win now, without a doubt.
Aaron, looking ahead to what you guys have coming up, and I know that obviously there's the district championship beforehand, but when you guys get down to Kansas, how much confidence are you going to have in you and your teammates' ability to compete with the best teams in the country?
I have a lot of confidence. I feel that we can go down to Kansas and make some noise, really put Hartford on the map.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And what is it that gives you that confidence?
We're just all clicking together now, and I just feel that we're one of those teams that you really have to watch out for at this point in the season.
All right, who's, you know, because when you get to in the postseason, I feel like there's always a lot more dancing involved. When it, you know, like when you celebrate a victory, there seems to be like a dance line that starts at that point. Give me the best dancer and the worst dancer on the team so that when we're paying attention during the national tournament, we know who to look for.
I'd say the best dancer is definitely Steve.
Okay.
Steve Cole. And I say the worst has to be Fidel Robinson.
And
he
why,
really can't dance.
Why is that?
Fidel, he just has no rhythm, and he just looks crazy when he's dancing.
You know, he's a big guy. I mean, it's awkward to try to throw a 6'8 frame into dancing, right? maybe a little bit easier for guys that don't have to carry around quite as much.
Yeah, definitely a lot easier.
Aaron, can we plug, do you have a Twitter or an Instagram or anything like that that people can give you a follow on?
Yeah, I have a Twitter. It's SauceGodACM.
Okay, very good. Give Aaron McDonald a follow. Aaron, congratulations on all the success for your team, man. Thank you for taking the time for us here on Fighting Owls Weekly.
Thank you, Glenn.
That'll do it for this week's show. This week's Fighting Owls Weekly has been a presentation of SFMSports.net. I'm Glenn Clark. Have a great week.